This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Of course, the whole world in an uproar over the Helsinki summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Those on the left and the Never Trumpers going crazy, saying that that Trump got taken advantage of and that Vladimir Putin ruled the day and so on and so forth. Yeah, but by the way, that's exactly what the press said about Reykjavik 1986 and the summit between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev. Of course, you know, I'm not drawing a comparison here. The point that I'm making is the press is quick to criticize. What would they have Donald Trump do? We're at a low point right now in conversations and negotiations and diplomacy with Russia. Fair to say? We're at a low point. And so it'd be nice to have a conversation somewhere to begin the conversation. I might point out, let's back up in the conversation a few months and say, look what the press was saying about Donald Trump when he's being antagonistic toward Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Oh my God, he's going to get us into war. It's going to be awful. We're all going to die. And then suddenly Trump gets a summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's a fool. He's going to be getting taken care of. They're going to take advantage of him, and it's going to be awful. So let me get this straight. If Donald Trump is antagonistic toward a potential enemy of the United States, then that's being a warmonger. If Donald Trump wants to go sit down and have a conversation with a foreign leader that we don't necessarily get along with, then he's a weakling and he gets taken advantage of. You see, there is no win here for him. What do you want to do? Go out and garrote the president of Russia and rip his head off? You know what? Punch him in the eyeball, stick your finger in his... What do you want? You want diplomacy, but you want him to pick a fight in front of the cameras, in front of the whole world. How would that advance any prospect for peace or reducing the number of nuclear weapons that Russia has, the United States has? And let's be brutally honest about the impact that Russian meddling had on the 2016 elections here in the United States. It didn't. Even if you take on face value that the Russians meddled in American elections and tried to impact the outcome, and even tried to help Donald Trump, which there's no real evidence of that. They said they liked Donald Trump better than Hillary Clinton. Vladimir Putin hates Hillary Clinton. Like most good socialists and Democrats, he doesn't like her. But when you look at what the Russians did, well, what we know that they did, which was put out Facebook messages and put out trolls and bots and all that nonsense, it had not one impact on this election. None that we're aware of. And that doesn't matter if Dan Coates says the evidence is that Russia interfered in our election. Interfered in what way and to what extent? That's the real question you need to be asking. In what way, to what extent, and with what result? And from all indications, there was no measurable impact on the elections. When they put out a million Facebook messages, so what? There were billions, literally billions of Facebook messages and conversations about the election for and against all the candidates involved in the days and weeks leading up to the election itself in November of 2016. The Russian efforts were minor. They spent, what, $100,000 or something? That's the number, right? Right, $100,000. Thank you. And if they were able to sway the American election with $100,000, let's say they spent $500,000. That would have been the greatest investment of all time into a political race or campaign. If they were able to swing the votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, and all of the other states that Pennsylvania's on that list, of course, all the other states that went for Trump that weren't supposed to. The most notable ones: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Then you throw in North Carolina and Florida. Those five giant pivotal states. If the Russians were able to spend $100,000 and swing all of those states, because that's what the left would have you believe, it's not even a credible claim. Okay, and so we've indicted these 13 Russians. And so what? Okay, so you did. There's no evidence whatsoever that any American had any involvement with any conversation with any Russian about any impact on any election ever. Not this time around, anyway. So now you've got this Russian spy, master spy, 28 years old, 29 years old, whatever she is. Well, she infiltrated the National Rifle Association. Oh, so I see how you're doing. So the Russians are bad, and now they're part of the NRA. Is that the new narrative? Please. Because me, as a member of the NRA, I've been compromised by the Russians? Please. Well, you're just a stooge because you're allowing, you're in bed with Russia. Is that the same Russia that Barack Obama told us was of no consequence whatsoever when Mitt Romney pointed out in a presidential debate that they're our number one geopolitical adversary, that he was mocked by Barack Obama, then president, in 2012, the 1980s called, and they want their foreign policy back? Really? So the left tells us that the Russians are of no consequence whatsoever. They're of no consequence whatsoever, but suddenly they're the most dangerous thing in the world now that Donald Trump's been elected president. Oh my God, it's the Russians. Please. And that's why the American people have fatigue, because your BS is so deep and so prevalent and so ubiquitous that we can't take it anymore. We're being choked by an onslaught of BS that's so ubiquitous that it's everywhere. No matter what the comment is, Trump's bad. The economy's good. Yeah, but Trump's bad. He's stealing from the poor to give to the rich. Unemployment's down in the Hispanic community. Yeah, but Trump's hurting the Hispanics because he's not letting them cross the border freely. Oh, okay, well, the unemployment's at an all-time low in the Black community. Yes, but Donald Trump's a racist. You see, it doesn't matter what you say. They've got a retort, logical or not. They have a retort to shoot down anything positive that this president has done for the Hispanic community, for the Black community, for women, for this country, for the military, for the VA, for whatever it is, fill in the blank. They've got a retort. It's negative, and Donald Trump is bad, and therefore we must have him impeached. We must impeach him now. He's a threat to national security. You know, he didn't punch Vladimir Putin right in the face. What is wrong with him? How could he stand up there on a podium and not punch Vladimir Putin right in the face? Shocked that he didn't just, why did he not take Linda McMahon's advice and body slam him in a WWE, body slam, power slam right there, in a celebrity deathmatch type move? Why didn't Donald Trump do that? What a loser! And that should educate you a little bit as to how foolish it all is. If you're also sick and tired of the Internal Revenue Service of the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return, every unanswered letter from the IRS, man, it makes you not sleep, not think straight. You need my good friend Chris McClatcher to help you out, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's a Michigan guy. He gets it. He's here to help you right here. The hometown team is Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start button. Get a hold of Chris McClatcher. Get your life back. Do it now.